I can't be bothered to find a soundboard. It's too late on in the day, so we'll just go without one.
Okay, let's do this.
I like the guessing. It's fun.
I knew you like the guessing.
Of where we are. The music usually helps me.
The music helps, yeah, because you don't pay any fucking attention, that's why.
That's right.
Right. And so it begins.
Hello?
No, that, you sound like that girl against Waterboard on her face.
Hello?
Shall I just go then?
Yeah, just go. That's it, we've started, go.
Okay.
Boom, this is the podcast. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the
show. Do you want to do it?
Oh, I'm not actually taking over.
Well, then don't interrupt me when I'm trying to do it, then. If you don't want to do it...
It's hard to gauge where we are without any music.
Well, we've already started. The music's played. That's not my fault you didn't hear it.
Is it?
You've chosen to start the show by saying...
This is the podcast. Go.
No, Thomas, go on. Proper intro is.
You want me to do the real intro?
Yeah, go for it.
I want you to do the music.
Okay. I will do the real intro. Stop laughing at me. It's hard to do when you're laughing at me. Stop typing hashtags in the document as well. Thank you, please.
But that's my mute button for my microphone.
Is it seriously?
Yeah.
Can you not be in the document then when you're
pressing? Yeah, last week at the end of the recording, I just had an absolute shit ton of hashtags in the bottom of general chat for that thing.
Because I thought that's just how you were practicing Twitter. It's this one, I believe.
Oh, I'm just going to start now. Hello, and I can't do it because you didn't set me off. Just give me a minute.
Is this making the final cut? I really hope it does.
Probably. Okay. No, I've got this big grin on my face. It's a big grin on my face that I can't, shift.
It's like a nasty fart, it's just there.
Yeah,
and when you breathe,
you are
it
very
back.
Much like a nasty fart, James. That is for sure.
Yep, I'll take that comparison.
It's disgusting. However, you can't help but laugh at it. That's you.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll take that. Everyone hates it, but everyone loves it when they do it themselves.
It's even funnier when you've walked away, gone somewhere else, come back, and it's still there waiting for you. And you're like, "Fucking hell, you've lasted a long ass time."
That's what she said.
That you has,
however, brought me to a point where I'm capable of doing the intro, so... Hello, and welcome to episode 177 of That King Thing. You've just listened to 5 minutes of babble. Brought to you by SussexClothing.co. Yeah, get this one in early. Use code TKT at the checkout for 15% off. Did that well, didn't I?
At least it's a 50 this week.
Yeah, at least I didn't say 50, yeah. Can't be done for
your sponsors said 50, so I want 50% off now. No, they didn't. They corrected themselves.
Can I continue with the intro, brothers?
Yes, of course.
Okay. This is That King Thing, the gaming podcast hosted by us, the King Brothers. I am the eldest sibling and the host, Thomas, and I am joined by middle sibling, Joshua.
Hello.
And littlest sibling, James.
Hello.
So how are you two this week?
I'm good. What are you? How are you feeling, Tommy? How are you doing?
Why has Joshua just been cast in Bad Boys 3?
I'd have thought he'd been cast more in Joey, to be honest.
Handsome Jack.
What?
The guy from Tropic Thunder. No, that no. Is it Handsome Jack? What's his name?
Handsome Jack's from Borderlands, Chase.
Oh, there we go. Gaming podcast. What's his name from Tropic Thunder?
I don't know which one you're talking about. None of them are Joey Tribbiani, though, that's sure.
What?
From Friends, you bellend.
Yeah, I know who he is, but...
Well, why are you saying what?
Yeah, but what's going on?
He said, "Hey, how you doing?" Which is Joey's like signature line.
Right, I'm with you. I get what's happening. I
think you were on about Simple Jack, James.
Simple Jack, that's him.
Okay. Yeah.
Him.
So
make me happy.
Yeah, that one.
I'm gonna start a running tally of my life. I lose to your stupidity.
Every minute of your life lived, whether usefully or not usefully, is wasted time, Thomas. You ain't never getting it back.
Yeah, I just prefer James to not be the one that wastes it, that's all. I'm going to just start a tally, and every time it reaches 60 minutes, I'm just going to like bill him an hour of my time.
How much would it be?
I haven't decided yet. I'll have to work out what I'm worth an hour.
73 pence plus expenses.
73 pence an hour plus expenses? Get lost. Yeah. What expenses would you quid be? An hour plus expenses, bro. I'm high class.
You have to pay some extra tax on this, you know.
I may be high maintenance as well. That's probably why I ask for that much. Are you two going to talk about what you've played then?
Yeah, let's start with James, because he's probably played one thing and it's probably COD.
Oh, well, here's where you're wrong, dickhead. I played Blair Witch.
You played what?
Blair Witch.
Really?
Yeah.
Any good?
Did you finish it?
No. Oh. I've only played it for like 15 minutes. I was like, fucking poo in my pants. I was
15
at home on my
or 50. You've got to be careful about these things.
I see what you did there. But no, yeah, I played it for about 15 minutes, got a bit scared and thought, oh, wait and play later.
So you're being a little puss.
Yeah. There wasn't actually anything that was jump scary or anything like that at the beginning.
I can imagine not in 15 minutes.
I was following the dog that's on it and I fell down a cliff. That scared me. And then I found a stick and it screamed at me. So I shit myself and sort of like thought, nah, fuck this.
You found a stick that screamed at you?
Yeah, it was like the logo of Blair Witch or whatever, the little stick figurine thing, whatever it is. And I held it and then it started like screaming at me and then cracked. And I was like, oh, fuck that.
Okay.
You know that the Blair Witch logo is not a stick, right?
Well, I don't know what it is. It's just a stick that's on the thing. If you play it, you'll know what I mean. The little symbol thing.
Well, yeah, it's a symbol made of twigs, but it's not a twig or a stick.
Well,
it's a little mini wicker man made of sticks.
I don't know what it was. It fucking screamed at me. I shit myself.
Okay.
Quite literally, that's why he had to stop playing. He said to go get clean.
I did send you a message saying I'm shitting myself because I was playing it at that moment.
Were you actually?
Yeah, that's why I said I was shitting myself.
Oh,
so what he's doing is because I'm shitting myself.
15 minutes before we start recording, James has played a game so he can actually say something other than COD.
Yeah. I had it installed like whilst we were recording last week, and then I thought, oh fuck, I've not actually played it, so figured I best play it.
All right. So me saying go have a shit now, then you melt was redundant.
Yeah, because he's already done it.
In my panties. That's right. I wear panties.
Okay. Part of me's not surprised by that news.
I'm not either, to be honest.
Well, you're the one that wears them. You shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, well, Kate lets me.
Wait, hang on. What? Why are you bringing Kate up? What are you saying?
I said Kate lets me.
She lets you, not me.
Did she know you've shitted them, though?
No. The thongs are the scariest ones because you can't really see it on them.
Oh, wow. Just slicing it in two.
Yep. I was going to say, can you really shit in a thong?
Does do you remember? Just
do you remember?
Wait, no. I'm going to give you all a horrible analogy here. Get ready for this. Right, did you ever do clay in school?
Yeah, I didn't do it, but I know what you mean.
You know, like, when you get the wire cutter thing for the clay, it would basically be like that on the channel. Just straight down the middle. Oh, poor Kate. Moving on, Joshua, what have you been doing?
Quite a bit, actually.
Oh, yeah?
So, I played my usual stuff on Xbox, so some Rocket League, some Worms, stuff like that. Earlier today, I've played about half an hour or so of Gears of War 5.
Mm.
Are you ready for this? What button do you use on Gears of War games, Thomas, to use the chainsaw when you've got a Lancer equipped?
I can't remember. I always used to think it was B, but
it
I tried
B.
All right, okay.
But on this one, if you press B while you have your Lancer out, you'll use a knife.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I know that because I beta tested the co-op. I mean, I wouldn't have known that because I don't own the game. Thanks for the information, brother.
But it's just weird. I know they've changed it so that you've always got the same button for your melee attack, and it's a quick one, instead of having to use the Lancer or whatever other thing you might have on your gun. But it were annoying me at first, because it's the same button as your reload button to use your Lancer.
Do you know what? I've just realised that explains why the entire time I was alpha testing that, I couldn't use a Lancer.
Yeah, you've got to hold the right bumper.
That explains
it. Use it.
Because I never worked it out.
Is it still got that weird reload system where you got to, like,
yeah,
do the time
reload?
Which
is also the right bumper button, but you tap
it. Well, it's not. It's not necessarily a weird reload system, is it? It's
no,
just
it's
the
an active reload
system.
Yeah,
but
it's always been like that though since like the original game.
The dawn
it makes it so that if you're better at that, you're better at the game because you get your bullets quicker.
Stop lying.
Well, it also makes them more powerful. It's a bit it's a bit of a sweaty hack.
Yeah.
Well, not a sweaty hack, like a sweaty exploit. Is it? It's not an exploit. It's a feature. It's shitty.
It's a way to get ahead, slightly.
Way to get ahead.
I wish I could find a way to get ahead slightly. Even just slightly, it'd do.
I'm going to move on.
Okay. What else have you done other than give head slightly?
Well, last night, I slightly played Elder Scrolls Online on my PC slightly.
Oh, right. Thanks for inviting me.
You told me that you'd gone to bed.
Yeah, because you fucking text me at like 12:30, 1:00, going, "Are you still playing games, brother?" No, I didn't mean that.
Is that how you read all my messages?
Yeah, I'm gonna go through some actual Joshua King text messages and read them in that voice, just so you
It'll
know.
Take you 2 seconds.
Yeah, there's not many of them in all honesty.
I'm going to look at them too.
Here's some actual Joshua messages. Okay, this is from the last 24 hours. You come off now. Just finished with the Xbox. Yeah, I've gone to bed now to avoid a late night. Could play tomorrow after TKT, though. Well, I was going to suggest maybe doing an after-recording stream of some variety. I mean, keep the voice going.
Why do I sound like Mr. Poopy Butthead?
Because you are Mr. Poopy Butthead. WoW, Siege, or ESO, whatever.
Yeah, sorry with you tomorrow, then.
This is where Joshua talks about illegal activities.
Should I just get pirated versions like the developers request?
Thomas had at that point suggested that I go to G2A for a code for Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege for the PC. So I suggested getting a pirated copy because that's what they want me to do.
Don't justify it.
No, but if they ever even tried to take me to court for pirating their game, I'd say it's exactly what I was told to do, so shut up.
My brother said so.
Every so often, Joshua plays a game where he has to text us things. On the 31st of July, I received Super Mario Maker, The Witcher, Lego Racers, Oregon Trail, Devil May Cry, Mortal Kombat, The Division, Cooler World. And then on the 21st of August, like 3 weeks later, basically his next game, I received Dr. Robotnik, Dante, Red, Sam Fisher, Gerald, and Link. We didn't get through all those because we didn't have time. Speaking of time, we're wasting a lot of it now. Sorry.
Yeah, we're ready for today's text message.
What was today's text message? I've already read that, haven't I?
He really wants a cuddle.
Oh, is he sending a new one? Is he going to send
a new text? No, I'm not sending a new one. I've also played Siege on PC and World of Warcraft Classic still.
Why are you calling it World of Warcraft Classic? Nobody calls it that.
Because there's retail.
Yeah, WoW Classic. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Then I can relate.
Welcome to 700 Club, kid. Stream joke!
Go on, Thomas, what you've been doing.
Wow.
Yes, there's that.
Mainly, wow. I played a lot of WoW. Played some Elder Scrolls and started a PvP character, which is actually far more fun than I ever thought it would be. I was always worried to do PvP in Elder Scrolls Online because I always thought it'd be a bit shitty. But it's actually a lot more enjoyable than I thought it would be. And yeah, it's not been too bad. I've also played a lot of Red Dead Online. And my little dose of Rocket League or two.
Love a good dose.
Dose of what?
Anything.
You fucking need a dose. That's it, really. That's pretty much been my week. Oh, I got a new emote for my stream. If it's been accepted yet, I'm going to go have a look now live.
Oh, is this the Ezio one?
This is Ezio's face, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You get a message back saying, this has not been accepted.
Yeah. You can't have a cat face. I'm like, why? Why can't I have a cat face?
Because all your viewers will be screaming, pussy! Because they will.
My viewers are much higher class than yours, clearly.
Any viewer I've had has come from you, so
I knew you were going to make some sort of reference to the fact that, you know, I thought you were going to make reference to the fact that I was one of your viewers. I was like, yep, it's me, making those jokes, I'm there. Emotes, oh, still pending. I've got an Owen Wilson, wow, face, got an Ezio face. And they're pending. If I get 5 more subscribers, I can have another one. Hint, hint, people who aren't there yet. Yeah, but that's it. Can we talk about news now?
Yeah, why not?
Yay!
The news! Kind of.
Oh, yeah, we don't have music, do we?
No.
I was hoping that James was going to try and time it again because he did such a shit job last week.
Should I try and time it?
Okay. I'm going to hit the music now.
News. Did I do a good job?
I might leave that pause there and see how long it takes someone to try and skip forwards or check their phone to see if it's...
Other people hate listening to this because they always have to check their phones and stuff to see if they're still working.
I really don't understand how we still have listeners. I'm not going to lie.
Nor do I, but it's fun. We can just test the water every week.
If you are still out there listening, and this is the only broadcasting communication left in the universe, which it probably will be one day eventually, tell us why you're there. Can you imagine people listening back to this after Nintendo takeover in 2042 going, they were right, damn it!
We'll probably be ambassadors.
James would end up being the leader of some kind of weird rebellion at that point. Like, he is our seer. He knows the future.
He is our seer. James should come play Elder Scrolls as the seer and just be called the seer and just run around in game chat screaming 2042.
I tried it on RuneScape. That didn't quite work.
Well, I remember when you talked some shit about some guy in RuneScape who claimed to know the podcast, which I still don't believe to this day.
Oh, the guy that gave me money or meat or something.
Yeah, he gave you meat. So you can't remember the story, right? But you remember like Recall Master. your memory recall master who makes
shit from 3 years ago and from years before we even did the podcast.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. News.
News. Apex Legends is getting 2 physical copies, and there are exclusives for Bloodhound and Lifeline, one for each of them. They're $20 a piece, so it's not actually too bad. And it comes with 1,000 Apex coins, first and foremost. There's a whole set of skins for Bloodhound, which is like a gun skin. I can't tell what gun that's for, actually. Can you do it yourself?
Like
I'm looking at it.
The 5 burst thing. What's it called?
Can't remember.
I think it might be the hemlock.
The hemlock. Yeah. So Bloodhound anyway gets an outfit. Gets Red a gun samurai. Skin. gets an emblem, gets what looks like a pose in the background, and then obviously you get 1,000 Apex coins. And then Lifeline also gets an outfit that makes her look a little bit like Icarus or some other feathered Greek god. And again, a weapon skin and an emblem and a pose picture thing.
Yeah, it's so the banner. It's the banner picture, isn't it? That.
Yeah, it's the banner thing. The thing is, $20 for Apex coin, for 1,000 Apex coins, is not that bad a trade, anyway, is it?
It's kind of like offering a new Founders Pack for it, isn't it? Cause with the Founders Pack,
you got
quite a few coins and poses and shit.
Let's put it this way: the equivalent of $20 here in the UK is going to be around £15-16, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've just quickly looked up, done a soft Google on some coins, and it's £16 for 2,150 coins. So you're getting like half that coins, but you're obviously getting the full skins and outfits and stuff, which you would have spent coins to get. So I guess in terms of like a trade-off, you're getting about the same sort of value, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
It's interesting that a free-to-play game has a paid-for physical copy. But I guess, like I say, with what you get in it, it's not too bad of a trade, really, is it?
No, it's a good starting pack, isn't it, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you like particularly like one of those characters, then
I like them both, to be honest.
It's worth picking it up if you really, really like that character, because it's going to be the only way to get those outfits is that $20 physical package thing. Yeah. It just still annoys me that your progress doesn't carry across the different games. Like, on Paladins and stuff and whatever, like, my stuff carries over.
Yeah.
And Dauntless as well, like, it carries over. So it doesn't matter which platform I play it on. Kind of bugs me a bit like that on GTA and Red Dead as well, because it'd be nice that when I'm playing on PlayStation with people that have it on PlayStation, I could then go play it on Xbox without losing all that stuff.
Yeah,
and vice versa.
Rocket League as well. I think we're on.
Yeah, Rocket League is a good example. Like, I've forced people to join Discord to play with me, so that we can all communicate together, because it's the only realistic way of having a conversation between someone that's on PlayStation, someone that's on PC, someone that's on Xbox. Like, it's doable, but through the quick chat, I guess. But it's far better to be able to talk to these people if you can. Yeah. We still need to make the super team as well. I know we had the versus game, but we officially need to make the super team, Joshua.
What super team? What?
The super team was a player on every platform. A four-man team based up of someone on every platform. So I was going to represent PC. I think Craig was going to represent Xbox. You were going to represent Switch. Brooke was going to represent PlayStation. Because then we had somebody from every platform.
Yeah.
And we'd make a super team. And we could call the team Crossplay United. Or something.
That's pretty good.
It'd work. And then we could be like Cos U for the tag. Or something. I don't know. Or you could have like XPPP. No, XPPS, Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Switch, XPPS, or what are the other, like Microsoft? It'd be like Microsoft, though, wouldn't it? Because PC and Xbox are both Microsoft. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the idea is there. That's all I'm saying. We should do it. I'll move us on. Sea of Thieves has pets now.
Yay!
Birds and monkeys, I believe.
I love it when dead games get updates.
Sea of Thieves is not a dead game, though.
Are you just trying to trigger me? Is that what you're trying to do? Because it won't work. A, because I don't play it. And B, because everyone knows factually it's not. Try again, James.
Dead game got update.
You mean like FIFA, whenever that gets an update?
It doesn't. They don't give a fuck about FIFA.
Every time they release it once a year, do they? It don't come out with slightly improved.
It's just
graphics.
A £60 update.
Exactly. Well,
there's a funny story about that coming up in a minute. So save that joke because we'll get to that in a minute. I was just going to see where it's landing on stream, see if it's any improvement because of the update. But
are these Sea of Thieves pets? Are they non-combat?
Yeah, they're non-combat pets. It's like there's parrots and monkeys and things like that for now.
That sucks.
Why is it fair somebody being able to afford a pet and then somebody else not? It's not. That's not.
Fucking the monkey Jack from Pirates of the Caribbean. Would you not just like to have a pet monkey that went around doing shit like that monkey does?
Potentially, but the point I was going to make that you interrupted rudely, may I add, was the fact that the whole thing about combat in Sea of Thieves, the idea has always been to keep it as sort of level playing field as possible. So it'd be unfair to like have a high priced pet that can do damage and shit to somebody or attack somebody on your behalf when they potentially can't afford it. Wow, do you know what I've just seen that I'm really fucking surprised by and loving? Oh, I know why this is. Doesn't matter. I've already sussed it before I click on it. So I was scrolling through Twitch. I'm just gonna elaborate now because I've set something off here. I was scrolling through Twitch to see what was popular. Just noticed Red Dead 2's popped quite high up in the list because the update for that's just dropped. How is that not in our news? Completely forgot. There's new game modes in Red Dead Online. For anyone that's interested, I'm going to go into that now because I've just been reminded. I don't want to forget. There's like loads of new mission types and stuff like that. So you can, there's a whole trading thing where you can like trade in goods to make a ton of money, apparently. There's like a bounty hunting thing now, and there was one other thing, and I forgot what it was. I don't think I've got the email anymore.
Is it the new frontier up there?
I think so. Yeah, it's all part of that. So I was playing it the other day, and somebody did stop in my stream and say, "Has the frontier update come out yet?" I was like, "Nope, not yet." Oh, here we go. The frontier pursuits. It is. I'm just going to read this paragraph word for word. Today, the world of Red Dead Online deepens with the introduction of three new frontier pursuits, each presenting their own unique path filled with themed activities for players looking to thrive on the frontier. Choose to become a bounty hunter and hunt down dangerous criminals, partner with Crips in an entrepreneurial venture to turn the camp into a bustling business as a trader, or unearth treasures, both valuable and arcane, as a collector. Focusing on one role at a time or all three at once. So the other one's treasure hunting. I'd be interested to like go treasure hunting, actually.
Quick question. Are Jimmy and Timmy from South Park still in the Crips?
That's a slightly niche reference. Because not only do you have to know South Park, you have to know that one specific episode.
Yeah. Which clearly you do. You remember.
Obviously
this.
I do. I've watched nearly every single episode of South Park. At least once. But that's not the point. I love it when you make jokes that basically only me and you are going to get, or like only you and James are going to get, and you make them and laugh like, ha ha ha, this is funny. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is
to
funny.
Nobody listening. yeah, I'm just seeing what this is. Players who venture into Red Dead Online anytime between September 10th and November 18th will be automatically enrolled in the Wheeler, Rawson and Co. Club. This is a completely free membership, provides new clothing and accessories, a special gun wrap, bonus cash, free care packages, an emote, a new graphic camp flag, and more to all participants. Oh, so if you sign in during the next month, I guess. In fact, no, 2 months, because it goes into November, doesn't it? So if you sign in over the next couple of months and do that, you'll get some cool stuff.
Dollar bills.
Oh, and they're putting a Game Pass in it. Those looking for more perks and gear can opt for the Outlaw Pass, which for 35 gold bars offers more rewards over time, such as exclusive clothing, weapon stylings, campsite themes, bonus cash, gold and gifts up to 35 gold bars, and much more.
Well, that's an insight into GTA 6, everyone.
Yeah, Season Pass. Or obviously, as in this, it's Outlaw Pass. I wonder how much 35 gold bars is.
No idea.
Yeah, I wonder. I will report back. Look at that. I read the news literally as I remembered it. So anyway, back to my story of what I've just found. I was looking through Twitch to see like where certain games were. James will be pleased to know I've just seen RuneScape on this list somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where, because I've lost it again.
It's just him. He's the only person streaming.
And
he's
just one.
And he's just
fishing. Quite high up. Elder Scrolls is all right. But one game, I was looking to see where Sea of Thieves was. That's what started all this. So a game that I'm actually slightly happy to see has more viewers than Sea of Thieves, just because it's very niche to me, is F1 2019. It has more viewers than the following games right now, which are Sea of Thieves, Super Smash Bros, Witcher 3 specifically, Ark. It's doing better than all these games. And I know why before I click on it, and that's because Lando Norris is probably streaming the game. So I'm going to click and see if he is. Oh no, Formula One got a Twitch channel! What?
Okay, this is just news for Thomas now. James,
okay, this is news for me now. Oh.
He's really excited.
Okay, it's a Formula One esports thing.
Okay,
I'm gonna enter.
So, Thomas, the person here who does a gaming and F1 podcast, has only just found out about the F1 Twitch stream.
Well, they don't do a very good job of advertising it, let's put it that way. So there's a guy in a douchey Ferrari jacket. He needs a slap. Who wears a blazer with a douchey Ferrari badge on the lapel? It's embroidered as well. I think he might be Callum Ilott, so it makes sense that he's wearing a Ferrari jacket. He's a driver, by the way, brothers. He's in the Ferrari program as well, guys, so that's why it makes sense he's wearing a Ferrari jacket.
What number is he?
He doesn't have a number because he doesn't race in Formula One.
So he's not a driver anymore.
No, he's not a driver yet. He's not even there yet.
Next piece of news.
Oh yeah, next news. Next news. Did we do see if these had pets? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Then that's how I got to Callum Islet. What an interesting
next news, Thomas.
That
come
was.
On.
Next news. James really wants Thomas this one. Just... That's why. So this will probably apply to FIFA, no doubt. But Madden and NBA 2K have both been caught out this week with shitty old assets from the last game, thus proving that sports games are literally just reskins that they now can't even be asked to reskin properly. It is literal fact now.
Bar Volta,
apparently, yeah.
Is that something that they do in Olympics?
That's such a shit joke.
It is such a shit joke.
It's such a bad joke. Can you explain it to James, please? Because I don't think he
gets
it.
The high jump, James. Bar Volta.
Can we just do podcast without?
No, we need the podcast without you because you didn't get it.
I got the joke. It was just fucking terrible.
All right, James, calm down. Jeez,
I'm just mad.
It's just it's
what
just
you're mad that sports
been...
games just reskin themselves, and now
he's,
it's been proven.
He's mad that I've interrupted the one bit of news he's actually excited for once.
No, oh, just move
he's
on.
He's not even. Why is? Why would he be excited for this?
I don't know.
Yeah. So basically, what happened? It, just to let people know if they didn't know already, is in Madden, someone was playing Madden 20, and they took like a screenshot of something that was happening in the game. And they spotted that some of the banners around the top of one of the stadiums all said Madden 19 on them instead of Madden 20. So it said like Madden 20 down at ground level, but somebody forgot to go up into the higher tier and delete it off the higher tier. So it just said Madden 19 all the way around. And then NBA 2K, somebody installed NBA 2K 20, the newest release. And when it opened the taskbar on the bottom of the PC, it said NBA 2K19, so they didn't even update the taskbar.
Oh my god. That's just lazy.
It is pure like laziness or just stupidity. It's quite funny. But it kind of just proves that they will reuse literally anything and just reskin it and put it back out. Like,
I suppose at this point they don't even have to really reskin it because they can't really get much upgraded than some things look, I suppose, at minute, can they? Until the next gen pops along.
Pez does a really good job at
reskinning shite.
No, they're really good at the graphic side of things, but the actual gameplay.
Yeah, I guess so. FIFA's notorious for not updating something if they don't have to, though. Like, my example would be, and this is very, very niche, very, very... Oh, yeah, commentary's really bad. But the worst one is, like, when a player moves teams and he's got a very specific line, and then the line that's very specific about him is to do with him being at the old team that he's not there anymore, and it doesn't make sense. Like, I can't think of like a very specific example at the minute, but it'd just be like, imagine a player's played for Arsenal for like 10 years and then he's suddenly gone to Chelsea. Then the line in the commentary is like, he's been such a loyal servant to Arsenal for the last 10 years. Like, yeah, now you're commentating on him at Chelsea. Like, it's just stupid. And then the other one is the player pictures. They never update the player pictures on like the...
when they move clubs and that.
Well, it's more like there's a player that's played for Wednesday for nearly 6 years. And he's still got a picture of him before he joined us. I know we don't really matter that much. Team. Yeah, I know we don't matter that much, but the picture is still like one from 6 years ago, and it's just never been touched. Poor Nuiu. He's a good lad, is Nuiu.
He don't deserve shit, though. He does.
He's a legend, mate.
He's like Bambi on ice when he's got a ball.
Give over. He's solid with ball. He's solid with ball.
That's what she said.
Maybe.
I have no contribution to this conversation, so that's all I got.
You just keep bowling.
Oh, actually, I stand corrected. This shows how little it is since I played FIFA, is they actually updated his picture in 2018. But it took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In fact, he played for us for 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 seasons in the wrong kit. So that's good. He's also gone from being Austrian to Austrian to Austrian to Albanian to Austrian to Austrian to Kosovan to Kosovan.
He keeps discovering different ancestry things on websites.
He just keeps doing dodgy passports, is what he's doing. Did he play the other day, James? We played Kosovo, didn't we?
Did who play the other day? Say again.
You. We played Kosovo, didn't we, the other day?
Yeah, he didn't play.
Oh, do you know why? Because he's only got 34 pace. He's got 34 pace and 81 physicality. That is pretty much had to do with you. He's all muscle speed. Anyway, this has got a really niche again. I'm going to just move along.
Next news.
Overwatch is coming to Switch mid-October.
Yay! Game!
Blizzard, just to point out, Blizzard have hinted that crossplay might be possible, but the quote is pretty much, we're keeping our options open, which sounds a lot like, if people let us, we'll consider it.
Yeah.
So it would be cool to have Overwatch crossplay.
What are we going to nickname this one? Overswatch.
What?
Well, we've got Switcher, we've got Switch Blades.
Oh, right. Over Switch. Over Switch.
Over Switch, that'll do.
Over Switch.
Switch over.
Let's just move on. But yeah, October 15th, I believe it is, that it comes out on Switch. So that's another platform for people to play on. Don't see why they would, but they can if they want.
Does it actually carry over?
Does what carry over?
Your progress.
No, I don't think so.
Well, then no, I would never get it on Switch.
Well, like, my PC version doesn't carry over any of my other progress, so... Have you got it on PC or not?
I've got it on Xbox.
So you haven't got a PC copy as well?
No, I haven't got both.
Okay. So you can't test it.
That's true.
Where
it's
was
time
I going
to
this?
Play a game.
Yeah, basically. It's time to play a game. Joshua's game this week. The scores currently are me on 15, Joshua on 5, James on 6.
I'm not losing.
This is an embarrassment for you two. I can't believe we're in September and neither of you have got to 10 yet. It's an embarrassment.
I'm not losing.
It's an embarrassment, brothers.
I'm not losing.
You're not losing, and technically, you might even get further away from him this week.
Yeah, no.
because it's Joshua's game. But I will hand over to him, I guess, and let him introduce his game.
It's a very easy game this week.
Oh, here we go.
Very nice, simple one for you to play. It's The Price is Right.
Okay. I've debated doing this before and tried to work out how. I mean, I'm intrigued. This could quite possibly be Joshua King. Great concept. I say that because I've had the same concept. Great concept. Piss poor execution. Everybody get ready for a fresh installment of Joshua King. Great concept. Piss poor execution. Continue.
Basically, I have a list of 10 items, which I will read out the title of each item to you. You have to guess the price and see if you can get the price
guess
right.
The price?
Yeah.
It's yeah. Literally guess the price. See, yeah. I was going to play Price is Right, but maybe do like sales figures instead. And no, like I'm, say,
I've like gone through
one sold more or who can get closest to the amount of copies sold or something.
I've gone for rather oddly priced items that are also very specifically priced for each one. So they're not just an Xbox console.
Is one of them like the price of the new Apex Legends Special Edition physicals? Because that's
it's not, no.
Damn it.
Plus, they're all in... of 35 gold on Red Dead.
These are all in sterling, and I've got them off of various different sources, which I can link to if you really want to see proof of how much that company might charge for this item.
Okay, so Joshua's alienated everyone outside Britain. Good job.
Yep.
Much like Brexit.
I mean, you can always translate it into dollars or whatever those wacky.
Do you know
Australian
what? I'm
going to
be considerate and I will. What did you say?
Or whatever those wacky Australian Jews.
They also use dollars. They just
I know, but they just couldn't think of their own, could they, really?
At least if they were going to use dollars, they could have like called them something cool like Kangas.
I'd love to go over to Australia to spend some Kangas.
You want to spend some Kangas in Australia, Joshua? We'll go together.
Every time I'd spend some Kangas, I would have to say, Kangas, Kangas, Khan!
I don't like spiders.
We could visit Brooke. And Nick Earl, for that matter. Nick Earl's a loyal Australian, too.
We're getting a lot of Aussies.
We get a lot of Aussies.
Anyway, Joshua.
Yes, who wants that, your who game? Who actually wants to go first here? The Price is Right.
What's the first item?
You can't cheat like that, you little bitch.
I'm not cheating. I'm using my intelligence, so, the little of it I have.
The person right. Who goes
you
first.
I knew you as a 34 pace rating, James. You have a 34 intelligence rating. Fact.
I'll take that. That's better than my last one.
Just so you know, the person who first goes first at guessing the item, the other person is also going to guess. The closest person gets the point.
James can go first.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Is it closest no matter what, or is it you're over and you bust? Because if you're over and you bust, that's
if you're,
price
I was just going to say, if you're over, you're out. If you're underneath but closest, you win. So if you both go underneath but you are a penny closer, you win.
Yeah, that's how Price is Right works.
We're breaking it down to pennies.
Yeah, some of them are in pennies. So I'll let you know when that happens. The first item is a 24-karat gold Xbox One console.
Oh, I know this. James, go on. You better go first.
£750.
James, £750. Thomas, what is your guess on this item?
I'm pretty sure it was
£8,500
for Thomas. This is a bit where I bust by going over.
I will let you know the price now. The price of the item is £8,472.
No! Yeah, I got a point.
And 75p. So James, by being under by 7,800 pounds or so, you've actually won.
This is a one game.
So James wins with 750.
I knew I was in the ballpark because I should have been more conservative. Like 8,000.
You just got 750 and a penny.
Yeah, I should have actually.
So the next item, Thomas, is an Oculus Rift S.
I don't even know what a Rift S is.
I didn't until I looked for some items for prices.
Is it? Can I at least have a hint of what the difference is between an S and a normal one? Is it just the new model?
I think it's just a new model, but if you give me a sec, I'll have a look, see if they've got a comparison between the two.
£350.
Okay, James, what's your guess?
S is the one with the...
£360. James, 360. The answer is £399. So James wins that one.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not kidding you. Last thing I want is for James to actually win this because he pulls away. James, you guess first on this, and I am going to read out the entire title of this, so get ready. It's an Asus ROG Zephyrus S G703GX 17.3-inch Intel Core i9 RTX 2080 gaming laptop with a 1.5 terabyte SSD.
2,800.
2,800 for James. Thomas, your guess?
A ROG i9.
Yeah, I'm surprised you remembered any of what I said, but yeah, ROG
I had computers and I was listening.
It began with A.
No, it's an A. Yeah, Asus, ROG, ROG is Asus Republic of Gamers. It's their gaming brand for gaming specifically.
2,800. I ain't got a clue what's being said right now.
i9 laptop, 2,450.
2,450 for Thomas. Oh shit, I've started a new line. 1 second. I just need to format that a bit. 2,450, 2,800. It is £4,499. Yes! So James wins that one. He's getting right looking at it, isn't he?
I love it.
What, hang on, tell me the spec of that laptop again. Tell me what, or send me a link to it or something. I want to see it.
Oh, 1 sec, then. I'll send you the link to it.
I've never known an Asus cost so much. They're normally like 2.5-3 grand tops. It's from Currys. Oh, that's why it costs 4.5 grand, is because you're buying it from Currys.
Yep. But James was closest with that, so it is 3-0 to James. I can't remember who guessed first on that. I think it was James.
It was me.
So next up then, Thomas, your first to guess. A 24 karat gold Xbox One controller.
Ooh, a controller. Can I not just have the one that came with the Xbox?
You can, but you want your rich, snobby friend to also play with you, so you needed to get them a controller that was made of gold as well.
£200.
£200. Thomas, James? Bear in mind, the console cost £8,500 almost.
Oh, right, okay. £1,000.
£1,000, James? Come on, be realistic here.
I was going to say, that's not... okay. So it costs £260.69. Oh. So Thomas does win that one. So it's 3-1 to Thomas now.
Is it? How?
Well, so I got three, you've just got one.
He said 3-1 to Thomas.
To James, apologies.
I was going to say, like, how on earth am I winning?
Next up then, this one's a very simple one, and you should hopefully both get very close to it.
Oh, don't say this.
It's a PlayStation 4 Pro.
I don't even know how much a PS4 is nowadays.
It's James. James has got first this time anyway.
£350.
£350. Thomas?
For a pro,
yeah. I did it for no games included and stuff like that, so it's just the console.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. £350 is probably about right for what James is saying.
£349.99. That's going to be dead on, isn't it?
This is the bit where he's like 348 and we've both gone over and he doesn't know what to do.
Where he didn't realize he's muted himself. Too eager on that hashtag.
Hashtag doesn't know he's muted himself.com.
That's correct. I did not know I'd muted myself.
What's funnier is that James told you once and then I told you again through the medium of
Do you want to know how much it costs?
Yeah, we do.
£349.99 dead.
Oh, I told you.
we're bust.
So what does he do now? We've both bust.
You both don't get a point. You bust a nut. Because that's it. If you're a penny over, you're over. so I'll take that one. It was James, wasn't it? So it Thomas, me. You're first on this one. It's a Secret Labs Omega gaming chair.
Oh! I've been looking at them. It's $269.99.
But where's he getting it from? So $270.
The one that I was looking at was...
Is it Curry's PC World?
No, it wasn't actually from there. It's £329, the one that I was
looking
at.
Yes. Sure, that's not an Omega.
That's what I was looking at.
No, that's a Titan.
That's what I was looking at. That's what
that's
I got
a Titan,
on my screen.
Bro.
I'll get it back up and show you what page I was on if you want. Just go to my history because it's somewhere.
Titans are £300 plus.
Filtering past the porn.
Titans are £350. Is that what you were looking at?
No, it's not. Just give me a second. I'll find this now.
What price did you say?
£329.
You've upgraded it to a different material, haven't you? That's what you've done. I see what you've done here.
It's there.
You bought a special edition or you've upgraded
it? It's a charcoal blue 2020.
Oh, that's fabric. That's soft weave. That is more expensive. You didn't give me the specifics. This is a fix.
What is going on right now?
It's cheaper in PU leather. If you buy soft weave, it puts it over 300 and some quid, like what he said. And there's a cookies and cream colour, and there's a charcoal blue colour. And it's grey with light blue decals. Trust me, I've been looking at these chairs considerably for the last 3 weeks. I'm well aware of the range and the options available. There's also a new one that's Dota 2. And if it wasn't Dota 2 that it was designed around, I'd probably buy it because it looks sick on the Dota 2 logo.
What I'll do
that's
is
$329.99.
The same one that I'm looking at in leather, it would be £649. If you did it in PU leather.
No, that's
leather,
real leather. PU,
yeah,
I'm talking.
PU leather would be £299.
See, I would have won.
I'd have won.
So James would have still won because he's £10 over you at $3.
Why, what did I say?
You said $260.
Let me double check what you said.
No, you said £269.99 and I said £270.
That's a normal one. I was thinking of the normal one.
£269.99. So James would have won if it was the cheapest price for that one.
Yes.
Okay, I'll stop fighting it now. Anyway. You still need to give the specifics though, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'll be more specific with this next one then. James, you're up next for this. So it's a PDP Nintendo Switch Zelda's Collector Edition Screen Protection and Skins Kit.
a Zelda, a PVP what?
A Zelda? PDP Nintendo Switch Collector's Edition Screen Protection and Skins Kit.
So it's just the skins and screen protectors?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, who said these are all going to be stupid expensive?
No, we're just trying to establish what it is before we realize it is an actual
console. Screen protection kit and skins for the Joy-Cons, and I believe the charging base of a
They usually give you something that wraps the console and something
it's
that wraps the console.
It's an officially licensed
$17.99.
It's an officially licensed Nintendo one, so
$17.99. Oh, it's an official one.
Oh shit!
It is licensed by Nintendo, so
probably wrong.
And I've got this off of Amazon, and I can link to it if I need to.
Maybe if it
Why am I missing an item? What's going on here?
Why are you asking me?
That's weird. I've got the same item.
Uh-oh. He's broken the game.
I might have to go get a new item because I think I've missed one somehow. Carry on anyway. So James said $17.99.
But it's 100% official.
It says that on the Amazon page. It says it's Nintendo licensed. That doesn't mean Nintendo made it. Just means they let it happen.
James, what did you say?
$17.99.
$16.99.
Oh, you bastard.
You are both overpriced. It is £8 and 90 pence.
£8?
It's dear. Only a few bits of plastic.
It's not what I think it is, then.
It's possibly not what you think it is.
To me, the things that you're on about there, there's a carry case, then usually like a potentially even a rubber case for the actual console. Is it not the rubber things?
No, it's just...
Oh, is it one of them stupid things with stickers?
Yes.
You shit for brains.
Skins.
Oh, skin. Oh.
That's what it says on it.
Shit for brains.
Protection and skins.
I'm going to call you a melt and move on.
So that means that there's no points there. So James is on 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, James is on 4.
Thomas is on 1.
Thomas is on 1.
Shut up, all right? I'm losing. I get it.
So yeah, I don't need to go get a new question, basically, because James has won.
Yes! That's why. Thomas, I just want to point out you've lost 2 games this entire year, and they've both been against me.
This one's bullshit. This is another classic. Joshua's fucked up a game a minute. I don't know how yet, but I will find a way.
Thomas, there's 3 points for each of these last two.
Ooh. This is where I come into my element.
Again now.
Points on offer?
Who guessed first on the Zelda shit?
It was James.
It's me first.
So, Thomas is guessing first on this. It's the Grid 2 Mono Edition, which is a special edition of the game where you received a car along with the game.
Oh, this is the one where you actually got the physical car.
You got a physical car, the Grid 2 helmet, racing boots and gloves, a PlayStation 3 to play the game on, and a Street Legal back mono supercar.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's like crossbows, James, and what else are there's crossbows and like Caterhams and stuff. It's one of them.
Yeah.
And it had all the grid branding on it. It was actually a pretty cool looking thing.
It was a pretty cool looking car. I think one person got it and it were dead now. So awesome.
In pounds,
yeah.
I don't want to go too high because if I go too high, I'll probably go over 80,000.
90,000.
Oh, fuck off, James. You're going to beat me with that. I can just tell already.
He has beat you with that. It's 125k.
Fucking hell, I didn't realise it was that much. Jeez.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that much either. I was
originally going to say 100 and I thought that was going to bust me.
All right, that's why I went under. James has got another point. So, Thomas, this one, if you get it right, bang on, you can win the entire game.
Can I?
Yeah, I'm gonna be kind to you because James is sort of still.
If I can get this one thing exactly right,
bang on right. Yeah,
I feel like I'm being tempted into this because you think I could.
Please be RuneScape membership.
That used to be £3.50 a month. I don't know what it is anymore. So it's the Cyberpunk 2077 Collector's Edition.
Right.
Would you like me to read the list of things that come with it?
I think I know what it costs.
I'm going to read it out anyway because it's collector's edition box, case with game discs, obviously.
Oh, really? It's got a case with the game in it?
collectible steelbook, 25 centimeter statue depicting V, the game's protagonist, a hardcover art book, a metal pin set, a Quadra VTech metal keychain, an annotated copy of a visitor's guide to Night City, sealed in an NCPD evidence bag, embroidered patches, world compendium detail in the game setting and lore. Yeah, I know. Postcards from Night City, map of Night City, sticker bomb set, and then digital goodies like the soundtrack, an art book, the source book, and wallpapers. Yeah, I know. It comes with a lot because they're not actually giving you any in-game stuff.
I believe it's $244.99. Because I remember thinking, what the fuck does this have in it when I saw that?
$249.99.
James, what?
$249.99.
I must say, Thomas, you were £5 out, and James is bang on.
You buy me from wrong place, then, brother. That's all I'm saying. Not on Amazon.
Josh, there's one thing we've learned from this game: Joshua does not shop for bargains.
No,
not when he's going for the most obscure prices. He doesn't. No.
Why is that an obscure price?
Because it's the 99p, and I was doing it to the penny.
Out of interest, where was that from?
I think that one's from Game. So yeah, it is a high end.
I bet
price.
You could get it on Amazon cheaper.
Oh yeah, definitely. Get it from just anywhere so cheaper.
I won. Music.
James did win.
What's a weird celebration he just did?
To be honest, it sounded like a dog outside just.
Yeah.
The panties got stuck.
I applaud. Oh, don't you mean James. That sounds?
Thank you. Two in front of bitch boy now.
Yeah, you're two in front of bitch boy, as you put it. The scores overall are me on 15, Joshua on 5, James is down 7.
Woo! That's
just you may not have heard me say 7 because Joshua has just put a hash in the chat, and it turns out 7 on the number pad is also my mute button. So when I pressed 7 to type James's score and said it at the same time, all you heard was
7.
It's 7. Yeah, James has 7. So that is it for this week's game. Thank fuck. It's time for incoming.
Motherfucker. I guess it's my turn to read them this week.
Well, yeah, this is your bit this week.
Especially you titled it so specifically for your needs.
What, incoming motherfucker?
Yeah.
What did we ask this week? Oh, yeah, because I pissed through a shit ton of 360s. What console did you own the most?
No, that wasn't necessarily what the question was. It was, we all know that James had a fuck ton of 360s.
9.
He talks about it all the time. 13, I believe, is the precise number I was quoted.
I don't know.
I was told by an avid listener that you said 13, and I trust that person. Apparently, you said you had 13 Xboxes once because you kept breaking them. However,
yeah, I did go through quite a lot.
I asked the question, like, what was the generation you owned the most consoles in? Does it necessarily have to be the most of the same console? Like, for example, this generation, I have a Switch, a 1, an S, an X, a PS4, and a PS4 Slim. So that's like 6 in this generation alone.
Fair enough.
So that's the general point. Anyway, James, read the answers.
Well, we got sent a few where they were just sort of like things we got sent in.
Oh yeah, that this is weird. I opened it up to randomness as well. I said send us something random if you want as well, and we actually got a weird amount of randomness this week. So we got that too.
So thanks. Yeah, Matt Clark says we all know James is a bit disgusted and sick in the head, but we also know of how his strong hatred for Kirby.
What I want to know is, would he rather give his girlfriend an Alabama Hot Pocket or be Kirby for a day? Well, Hot Pocket all the way.
I'm just saying, I feel sorry for Kate not having a choice in this.
Do you know what a Hot Pocket is, Joshua? An Alabama Hot Pocket.
Don't describe it on this podcast, and do not Google it if you are within the vicinity of a grown adult or work.
I'll do it now then, shall I? In private browser.
I'd private mode your browser before you Google that.
If that's what it is, I'm not Googling it.
It is that.
I'm not Googling that shit.
The funny thing is, I'm gonna put a tiny subtle bleep where James says what it is. And then you're just going to go, is that what it is? And I'm going to go, that's what it is. And then you're going to go, I'm not Googling it if that's what it is. And then James is going to say it again now to try and be clever. And I'm just going to put another beep over it.
We dare you to Google it wherever you are right now.
I wouldn't Google it, honestly. If you don't know what an Alabama Hot Pocket is, you are definitely better off. So don't ever Google it.
Click images, but don't.
And also, Matt, how dare you send us so much filth?
If it is exactly what you're describing it to be, what do people in Alabama have to do other than this that makes them want to do this more? Why is it named after that place?
I don't know. I don't know, but on the description of it, like an example, it says, sorry, Dave, can't come to the pub tonight. Me and the wife are going to get an Alabama Hot Pocket.
Going to get to one, sell- not have one. Or do have one.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
We're going to get one.
Gonna have a Alabama.
Alabama.
Gonna have a Hot Pocket to celebrate my promotion. So that's like the example it gives you.
What a shit sentence.
No.
Can we move anyway, on, please?
David Underground Moo. Oh no, David Underground.
David Moo. Underground. Oh wait, no, hang on, let me do it right. It's David Underground. Moo, 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 moo. David Faria something. I can't remember. Go.
Moo. I guess this generation would be my answer. Does the brand new 3DS count as current gen? About to get the Switch as well.
Wait, hang on. What do you mean the brand new 3DS? Have I missed something?
I don't know. I'm just reading the question.
Where's his other bit of his question, Joshua?
He split them up.
So I thought they were right. Separately. Because is actually a question.
So basically, we've got one random one at the beginning and one random one at the end.
No.
It's fine.
James, go.
Okay, so Craig Mitchell says, couple of PS2s. We'll come back to it when it's in the original order. Craig Mitchell says, couple of PS2s. Quite a few 360s, but that's because I was gullible and got a new one for every little upgrade. Did the same with the one, though. Had the S and the X. Think I'm just a sucker.
Just a sucker for you. Dun, dun, dun. Name the band.
No idea.
Oh,
You two should know this.
I don't know.
Good, but off
you
of
wouldn't actually start, know it. They're a Disney Channel band.
Village People.
They're not a Disney Channel band.
Is it Jonas Brothers?
It is, Joshua. Well done.
Oh my God. That's the only Disney Channel band that I know. I do actually know some of their songs, but I don't remember any.
That is actually a good song, in fact. I'm just putting it out there. That is a good song.
Moving on.
I was tempted to put Alex Bomb on your stream the other day.
Alex Osborne says, I bought every iteration of the Game Boy. Game Boy Pocket, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, and Advance SP. Missed out on the Micro, but that handheld was my life. So you didn't buy everyone.
What about the little... Yeah, I was going to say, what
You're
about
a liar. You're a liar. Everyone's a liar. You're the throwback, baby. You're a liar.
Did you get each colour of the colour Game Boy as well? Did you have like purple, turquoise, yellow, silver, whatever other colours they came out in?
Stop trying to add to a joke.
Don't not. Good question.
Can you remember them light things that you used to have for the
yes.
Game Boy?
What, the lights? Because there was no background. Yeah,
the reading light that you attached to the top of your console.
Do you know what? Actually, now I think about it. Battery. I had both a teal and a purple Game Boy Color.
I had a teal one.
Only because the purple No, sorry, the teal one broke, so I kept the purple one or something. I can't remember. I had both, though.
I just had a teal one from memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Continue. Glenn Green, G Green 93, Glendalter Green, Baby G.
Yeah, Joshua's attempted to write them all out and still messed it up.
Yeah. Two consoles from Sony each generation, one Xbox and one Nintendo for the last two gens. And to counter your question, what game have you owned the most across multiple gens and consoles?
Diablo 3.
None.
Diablo 3. Easy. I own it on every console it's available on except PS4.
So don't you want?
Trying to think. Possibly Rocket League.
I mean, actually, GTA 5's pretty close to me as well because I've got GTA 5 on 360, then on Xbox One, then on PS4, and now I've got it on PC. So that's on four different ones. Not quite as many as Diablo, but it's getting there.
Technically, for me, it's Paladins. Because that's on every console that I've got.
Yeah, but how many is that?
PC, Xbox, Switch.
That's only three.
Yeah, I know, but that's all I've got, so that is the most.
Is Dauntless on Switch?
It's not yet, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure.
No, it's Xbox, PC, PS4, you're right.
It will be on Switch.
What about Fortnite?
Fortnite is not on... Oh, yeah, it's on Switch.
Yeah,
so it's on Switch. Technically that, too. But that's okay, also
what about
phones.
Rocket League?
Rocket League, I've only got it on Switch and Xbox.
Okay.
Anyway, Chris Evans says, totally random thing. I've been playing Banjo and Kazooie in Smash Bros. And as a massive fan of their games, I couldn't be happier with how Nintendo have represented them. With more DLC fighters promised, what characters would you like to see added and what moves would they have?
See, Joshua's attempted to try and... But basically what Joshua's done is somehow managed to pepper these questions
it's just
throughout. He was like, I'm going to put them all together at the end, and then there's only one at the end. And he somehow deleted that one. Where's it gone?
I didn't
that
put
one's
Chris,
gone.
I didn't put Chris's comment on here, so fuck you.
Because I put Chris's comment on there to start things off, and you just start putting them everywhere.
I'm just going to point out with Chris's comment specifically... Chris doesn't message us unless he's got something to say about Banjo and Kazooie. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, no.
Every time he messages, he's messaging about Banjo and Kazooie in like, some shape or form.
Every comment says, as a massive fan of their games, yeah. We know.
As a huge fan of Banjo and Kazooie.
Like, I'm pretty sure you did your mastermind on them. Like,
he did.
We know, Chris.
Chris, we get it. You like Banjo and Kazooie, all right? We get it. In answer to your question, Tyrael.
What are Tyrael, his moves?
Fuck shit up. What are his moves? His moves are fuck shit up. I don't know. He'd just do like no, heavenly it's... shit. He'd like go, oh, and then everyone would get wiped out. He's the most powerful angel in the world, so.
What would yours be, Joshua?
I don't really know.
If it wasn't...
Fuck it. We'll just chuck Master Chief in there and all he uses is sticky grenades. No,
all he does is just turn up with that rifle just with da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. And he just sings the theme tune.
And you can break his helmet.
He sings the theme tune.
You can break his helmet and it falls off, but there's just another Master Chief helmet on underneath there.
Buzz Lightyear and his weakness is that if you push the button and open his helmet, he chokes.
Until he realises that he can breathe.
Until he realizes they can breathe.
Yeah. And then mine would be Boris Johnson. Just so he got the shit kicked out of him. It wouldn't have any moves. It'd just stand there.
So that's two Brexit references this week, pretty much.
Yeah. Broccoli?
You actually did it right, in fairness. It's just the way you pondered it. I think you were going to try and say it wrong on purpose, and you still said it right.
It sounded like...
Is it broccoli?
No, I think he was going to try and say it wrong on purpose, and then in trying to say it wrong on purpose, he said it correctly.
Hi.
That's funny, because she did tweet and put hi for no reason.
I had seven PS2s. Most were from eBay, so can't really blame them for carking it. Some of my
what
best memories.
What does that mean?
I'm guessing kicking bucket of some form. Like... She's an Aussie. She's weird.
she must have spent a hell of kangas on those.
kangas card.
Oh dear. Some of my best memories are playing stupid games on the PS2 with my brother. I've still got the last one we had and all the games we played. I still break it out and play them occasionally. That's probably why it keeps carking. Such great nostalgia. I have no idea what happened to my sick clear green DualShock controller, though.
Sick proper clear vanish. Green DualShock controller?
Probably green because she was sick on it, by the looks of things.
You're taking the word sick a bit too literally there, aren't you?
Well, it's in capitals.
He's Australian too. Words have different meanings over there, remember, guys.
I love it how she's tried proper vanished. Proper.
Proper vanished. That is quite us, isn't it?
Yeah, she's got that from us.
She's got that from us.
Proper vanished, innit, bruv?
Proper vanished.
What? Where are you going with this, Joshua?
Still don't know what carking it means, like, but...
I'm guessing it's got something to do when she breaks it out.
Can you imagine, like, I'm sorry, boys, grandma's carked it. That just sounds like a really Australian thing to say. It's like, good eye, grandma's cocked it.
Sounds like you said cocked it.
I'm sure she'll love that.
Franken beans.
Stop saying Franken beans. I can't remember what it is other than that he's from The Office. I just know he's from The Office and they keep going, Franken beans, and nobody gets it except Pam and Jim. But in this scenario,
beans.
You're the only one that gets it. It's not even somebody else that gets it, like in The Office. It's just you.
Yeah, usually is. I'm used to it. Deja on Tender Will now, Will Hodkin.
Just Will, please.
Yep. I always feel like you wish us a happy recording day, but we don't wish you one, even though you're the ones recording.
Yeah, it's been noted.
So start sending them in every Wednesday around 5:30, maybe 6 at a push. Get them sent in. Anyway, my answer is Xbox 360. I think I had three of them, which is probably not a lot. It's really not. It actually threw me back that. Compared to most people, there weren't exactly the best design things in the world. If it wasn't Red Ring, Red Ring always makes for that. if it wasn't Red Ring, your disc tray didn't read anything, and that was just the tip of the iceberg. And happy recording day. Thank you,
Will.
Happy recording day to you too, Will. Thanks for your kind message.
Yeah.
That means that we're wishing you a happy yesterday if you're listening on the last day of this. So we hope you had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, happy yesterday.
Grandma carked it.
Grandma's carked it. David Furious's question.
Non-recording joke. Lol.
Oh, yeah, Shane, nobody knows what that means. You dickhead.
Do we need to now? We'll not explain it. Why not? If you could hang out for a day with a YouTube gaming channel, what channel would you choose? Mr. Beast, because he just met me read.
James.
Yes.
Nerd Underground.
Oh yeah, but they're not going to make me rich. Mr. Beast will give me money.
But then we get to hang out with David Underground. David.
Well, why don't you?
Move, furious. David Underground.
I've got an idea, right? Joshua picks David Underground, right?
Okay.
Right. I pick Mr. Beast, but then you pick me, and then we'll all hang out together.
I pick you. You're not a YouTube gaming channel.
I'll pretend to be for a day.
We post our podcast to YouTube, so technically...
Yes, we all picked this.
We all just picked to hang out with ourselves?
Yeah.
Don't we do that every Wednesday like this anyway?
Yeah, but no one wishes a happy recording day.
I think we should pick Nerd Underground. I think David Underground Moo Faria has a secret agenda here that he doesn't want to bring to the surface.
No, I think
he was hoping that we would.
Brutal honesty. Mr. Beast.
There's this really cool guy. He doesn't really do much YouTube anymore, but he does Twitch now, called Harlem.
I'd go hang out with him. You should check him out, Harlem TV on Twitch, Harlem on YouTube.
Why are you speaking like the guy of Four Lions?
Have 12 bottles of bleach, please.
I don't know.
I'm going to cover my face so they think I'm a woman.
I should probably give Joshua the shout out, to be fair, because he needs it more than I do. Do you want a shout out, Joshua?
Yeah, go on then.
Fluffy Bunny Poo.
There we go.
W2008.
You're welcome. And Joshua, your calamity of ending Discord or leaving Discord or whatever and making Paul go into it. No, it's not Paul. Making Craig go into a frenzy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I get all these names confused.
We've got a Paul comment.
Well, but this is why Paul was in my mind, because luckily for you, Paul, Joshua decided to leave Discord and fuck everything up, which meant I got time to notice your question.
Should we do it again, see if we get another incoming?
No. You leave.
You're gone. Your contract is done.
Now read the question, Jez.
You've already had two AWOLness. AWOLness, is that a word?
You can't talk about AWOL.
Hey, I give good reasoning. I had a child. Is that not satisfactory enough?
No.
Don't be 2008, Paul Carter of the Paul Posse.
Hi, Paul. You just made it.
Shit, have I missed the boat?
No, you didn't. And even if you did, you could swim. It's missing a plane that you want to not do because you can't fly.
And now you can get a pet as well. if not, I've owned like 6 SNES consoles and probably the same amount of Mega Drives just because we used to move a lot and lose them.
How'd you lose a whole console?
And buy another at a car boot. How'd you lose that many consoles?
It's like, oh, I just happened to have misplaced my Xbox.
Like, I get losing a phone or something like that.
Did you manage to not lose some of the games then to make it worth getting another console? Like,
oh, here's the box with the snare. Uh-oh.
All the games are here, but there's no console.
Maybe the console's buried underneath the games.
Maybe they're on the boat that he missed.
With his patch.
Yeah, the joke. He also said, but if I am late, fuckery doodle.
Fuckery
you don't
doodle.
Have to fuck on no doodles. Not today,
just
Paul.
The poodles you need to worry about.
Fuckery doodle.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone, and goodbye.
Oh, so you're doing the outro this week, yeah? Joshua fucked up the intro, you're fucking up the outro. Is that how this is going, man?
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Dr. Nick. Do socials at least, James, if you're going
to
do it.
If you want to get in touch like all these lovely people did and wish us a happy recording day, you can do so by finding us on Twitter using the stuff, that King thing. Just search that. We'll probably pop up somewhere.
No. It's that _King_thing.
And then Facebook, just type in that King thing.
Thomas, why aren't you doing the slight whispers that James normally does?
Facebook.
I've got a weird whisper going on of my own right now in my head, so it's fine.
Are you all right? Do you need to call someone?
I'm not all right.
Do you need to get you to see somebody?
Do anyone remember Randy Orton? Yeah, I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
We've got a website, www.thatkingthing.com.
No one types www. anymore, James.
Yeah, they do.
When do you live?
Today, did you say now. When do you live? Or where?
Yeah.
When?
Now.
Why when?
When? As in, what time period does he live in that he's still putting www. in?
Oh, right.
When do you live? When did you learn English?
I learned it from a book.
I don't know every English word, so I'm still learning.
And that killed that conversation.
Yes, it did.
You can find all the links for stuff on Facebook, on the website, for like Discord, Patreon, other stuff that I think we do. Go to So Thick Clothing. What's the website for that again?
So Thick Clothing.co. So Thick Clothing.co.
There we go. It's .co. I couldn't remember if it was .com or .co. Yeah, go there. Get use the code that King thing to get 15%
discount. 15%
discount.
1-5.
I said 15. Everyone. Oh, right. You're clarifying for everyone else, right?
Okay. Yeah. 1-5.
Yeah. Other than that, we're all done. So thanks very much for listening and piss off.
I love you all.
I was just saying, we love you, really. Maybe James
does too. Just a little bit horny.
Just a little bit horny. Is that how you behave when you're horny? Piss off. Well then, piss off.
It works.
Oh, that's how he gets Alabama hot pockets.
Come here, woman. Piss off. That does not adequately explain an Alabama hot pocket, just saying.
No, it does not. You're going to have to Google it where you are right now.
Don't Google it, anyone, ever. Goodbye. Goodbye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Meow!
Oh, I just poured sneak drink all down my pants.
Your pants? Why are you not wearing trousers?
I am wearing trousers. No, actually, no, just I'm wearing jeans. They're not trousers. They're jeans. Also known as pants.
This is Brooke's doing.
Why is it Brooke's doing?
Because I'm guessing she calls them pants all the time.
They are pants, though.
Oh. Kate does this as well. I get really mad here.
What do you mean Kate does this?
Kate calls them pants. That's why I tell her to piss
pants.
Off.
But they're not pants, they're trousers.
No, yes. Trousers thank are you, trousers. Joshua. No, trousers are trousers, jeans are jeans, pants are everything else.
No, they're not.
They are. Why do you think they're called underpants, Joshua? Because you wear them underpants.
It's not. They're called underwear, and you wear them underneath. No.
They're called underpants, and that's why they get called pants for short.
Oh, shots flying everywhere. Everyone get down.
This is the one word the Americans got right, okay?
No, it's not.
Everything else they got wrong, but this is the one word they got right. It's short for pantaloons, okay? Which are trousers.
So what you're saying is trousers is correct, because you just said pants is short for pantaloons, which is trousers, so you're calling everything trousers.
Pants. Yeah, you said they're not pants, but they are.
No.
Yes.
I'm wearing jeans, also known as a form of trouser.
No, trousers yes. are tailored. Trousers are not, jeans are not trousers.
They're not tailored if you're on my budget.
I don't know what's wrong with my throat right now. It's highly inconvenient when I'm about to record a podcast.
Too much dick.
You wish.
What?
Why would he wish?
Because he wishes that I had to jerk. I don't know, there's a reason for it, all right?
I can't hear Joshua because he's muted himself.
He's gone. He said Sammy texted him saying that she needs anal. So he was like, okay. That fit.
That's what she said.
I have no idea what she was talking about.
Apex Legends getting physical. It's getting physical. Physical. Wow, that's not actually that bad. $20 in the US. So it'll be like, what, 15, maybe 20 quid a year? Be like 30 Australian dollars for those weirdos with their own currency.
Frank and beans.
Why are you saying Frank and beans?
I don't know.
There was like no reason for that at all.
Frank and beans.
See if these has pets. That's another one.
Pikachu.
Unfortunately, none of them are Pikachu.
Oh. Fucking racist.
How is that racist?
Pikachu's a race.
Pikachu is not a race.
It's a race of Pokemon.
I would agree with him.
Is it a race of Pokemon? No, Pokemon don't have races.
Pokemon race.
They have types. Why, saying Pokemon race does not make it a real thing. That's like me saying, like, holographic phones. Does it just have said it? Doesn't mean it's real. They're just two things, a holograph and a phone. Saying them together doesn't mean that they're suddenly a thing.
But it does give you thoughts of what it'd be like if they were real.
Having a thought about what something might be like if it's real is not the same as
then a concept
being real.
And then you could always make the concept a reality.
It's not even a concept at the point that you've thought of it. It's a thought. It's an idea. It's not a concept until you've planned it out. Then it is a concept. Schooled.